Oshta, sunalei. Good morning and welcome to drstanleylive.com, where you can enjoy provocative internet radio without going too far. I'm your host, Dr. Loretta Stanley, broadcasting from my hometown of St. Louis, Missouri. I have some fairly bizarre fantasies about what I want to do with my life, and one of them is to be a stand-up comic. I know I could pull off a successful routine on Last Comic Standing. I know it's crazy. I enjoy laughing so much that I purposefully and deliberately seek out a good time just so that I can laugh. I love goofy, theatrical, and outrageous behavior. I'm always looking for the laugh. Always. If you read my bio over on drstanley.com, then you know that I was actually a professional clown at one time, which were some pretty big shoes to fill. In my early 20s, I had a children's entertainment company and had 16 entertainers working for me, from mimes, clowns, and magicians to ventriloquists, stilt walkers, and caricature artists. At the same time, I had a tongue-in-cheek gag gift business that revolved around cliches. We actually sent dead roses and horse manure to people. You can only imagine the cliche on the gift card. Outrageous, I tell you. Or we would arrive at someone's work with a bouquet of balloons and then pop them with a hat pin while delivering a nice sarcastic message with a straight face for an over-the-hill birthday. It was hilarious. I also have a fantasy about creating my own line of outrageously hilarious greeting cards or calendars. My favorite greeting card of all time is one that had two hippos standing face to face. Each hippo had a bucket of paint and a paintbrush, and each hippo had spots all over it. On the inside of the card, it said, "I'll never forget the day we first spotted each other." Is that too funny? I love that card, and I know that I could write cool, funny cards like that, too. Some women want to meet Brad Pitt. Not me. I want to meet Gary Larson, the creator of The Far Side, or Bobby, and Peter Farrelly, who directed the movie There's Something About Mary. I love an outrageous, warped, and surreal sense of humor. Who doesn't want to experience a rip-roaring laugh? And I love men who can make me laugh, because I'm definitely a woman who can take a joke. My second husband was Polish, and he would wake up in the morning and crank up the polka music and dance. That man was 14 years older than me, and he would polka dance on the bed until I woke up. Being that I'm a morning person, I would wake up every single morning laughing my guts out. We were so busy flying over the moon, we never could take each other seriously as a couple, but we sure had fun. As I always say, whatever you should be doing with your life, you've been doing it your whole life. I also fantasize about writing funny commercials or being a writer for a TV comedy show or screenwriter for a comedy movie. I just know I would be awesome at it because the laugh is what is literal. It's always in being literal. The U.S. Bank commercial is hilariously literal when the woman walks into the bank and asks for a low interest rate loan. The man says, "How does 18.9% sound?" The woman says, "Can you go any lower?" So the man says in a much lower voice, "How does 18.9% sound?" The trick to being a funny clown was taking everything literal. If a kid said, "Blow me up a balloon," I would make an explosion noise and then throw the balloon up in the air. Then the kid would laugh and say, "No, blow it up with your mouth." So I would hold it in front of my mouth and blow on it. Entirely frustrated but still laughing, the kid would say, "No, put it in your mouth." Then I would put the entire balloon in my mouth. You get the picture. Yeah, I love the literal, the surreal, and the warped sense of humor. My ex-boyfriend used to make fun of how big my head is. He would say, "Loretta, your head is so big, I could tie a string to your head and put you in the Macy's Day Parade." I thought that was so funny, especially when he would call me Macy's Day Parade Balloon Head. My daughter Carmen and son-in-law Larry always make fun of my big head. Well, my daughter Carmen has the tiniest hands. So the other day I said to her, "Geez, your hands are so tiny. I don't see how you can hold anything with those tiny hands." Then she says to me, "Well, I don't see how you can get out of the car with that big giant head." We laughed so hard, and Big Tree, my grandson, was in the back seat laughing at Granny's big giant head. I just love a good laugh. I firmly believe that whatever you should be doing with your life, you've been doing it your whole life. I've been an incredibly optimistic person my entire life, and I can always see the good in anything and everything. I see the silver lining, and I see light at the end of the tunnel. I don't dwell on the past because I tend to forget the past even happened. It's a gift. And I firmly believe that nothing happens to us for our lowest bad, because that doesn't even make sense. Everything has to happen for our highest good. I suppose since I'm such an optimistic person that I can see the humor and bright side in everything, then in a roundabout way, I'm using my optimism through this website to chat with you every day so that you can see the optimism in your life too. It's all good, folks. It really is. And who knows? Maybe one day you'll be driving along and see me sitting on my suitcase on the side of the road with a cardboard sign that says, Hollywood or bust. Now, get out there, go play yourself up, and practice being you. In Cherokee we say, until we meet again, Denda gohayon. And remember, nobody's right if everybody's wrong. Have a great day, everyone.